The Southwest Experimental Fast Oxide Reactor, called C4 for short, was one of several plutonium breeder reactors constructed in the mid-20th century in the United States. Conventional light water nuclear fission technology uses enriched uranium. C4 was fueled with a mix of uranium oxide as well as plutonium oxide, a byproduct of spent nuclear power plant fuel. C4 generated plenty of heat, but it also produced plutonium isotopes for use as future fuel, critical when raw uranium reserves were thought to be scant, and to arm nuclear weapons. C4 operated from 1969 to 1972 and was defueled in 1974. A year later, the facility was acquired by the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville for radiologic instrument calibration and research purposes until 1986. The site has remained shuttered ever since.
So it would be removal of the reactor itself.
Nearly 80 locals packed the Strickler Fire Station on a recent night to hear how global nuclear services company Energy Solutions, based in Salt Lake City, Utah, plans to demolish C4. The company is also involved with cleanup of the tsunami-devastated Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility in Japan. Strickler resident 77-year-old Floyd Cantrell says C4 is just part of the local landscape.
It's just been something that people talks about. It's conversation more than anything. It's a lot, probably a lot of secrets people don't know about.
That's because the overgrown forested radioactive site is fenced with lots of warning signs. Dean Wheeler, Energy Solutions project director, also spoke to the crowd. He says final decontamination and demolition will be a two-phase process.
Clearing everything out from around the reactor building, but leaving the reactor building intact.
Referring to phase two, removing residual radioactive coolant, asbestos, PCBs, and mercury. The cost, $10.5 million, funded with U.S. Department of Energy grant. Phase one planning occurred in 2009 and cost $1.9 million. But phase three, demolition, Dean Wheeler says, poses the most risk and expense.
Phase three is taking the reactor building and reactor and everything inside, taking the site down to a clean green field.
Pending federal funding for phase three, estimated to cost around $16 million, Energy Solutions will secure this site. Recent rumors generated by local anti-nuclear activists allege the facility has been leaking radioactivity into the environment. Jared Thompson, in charge of the radioactive materials program at the Arkansas Department of Health, which has regulatory oversight of C4, says that's not true.
There is minimal radiological effects. There is no really serious contamination issues at C4.
But to quell concerns, Energy Solutions' Dean Wheeler invites the public to visit the site later in January.
And for those that are non-believers, I'll offer that they can bring their meters with them. We're going to take them down. They can walk under the reactor, and they can see for themselves. There's nothing leaking from the bottom of the reactor, no radiation levels of any significance down there either.
University of Arkansas Facilities Associate Vice Chancellor Mike Johnson says the UA continues to do structural checks on site, and UA's Southwest Radiation Lab continues to monitor for radiation. The UA also pays an on-site caretaker to keep close watch on C4.
We've probably averaged $40,000, $50,000 a year.
The Southwest Experimental Fast Oxide Reactor fulfilled its research purpose, but nuclear reactor breeder technology was never widely deployed due to safety risks and after global reserves of raw uranium were eventually discovered. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.